flashback now to 1979 on this very program.
All of this has left us uncertain, unsettled, that no one truth or answer is at hand. We've been left to decide which set of experts to believe, and the experts from the federal government, from private utilities, face decisions they have never before had to make.
NPR's Noah Adams, talking about the accident at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That drama began 30 years ago today. The country and this network were riveted for days.
Radiation has been detected as far as a mile away from a nuclear power plant that was shut down this morning due to an accident.
But spokesmen in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have called one of the most serious nuclear industry accidents to date.
I'm saying that we don't have any China syndrome possibility with this events that occurred at Three Mile Island over the past 2 days.
What are you doing for yourself at this hour?
Trying to stay in as much as possible.
I'm going up to my mom's house right now, Susquehanna. Then there we might go to New Jersey.
I live approximately 4 miles away from there, and I definitely do not like it.
What do you think should be done?
Close it down completely.
And if the milk in this region should be contaminated, Hershey chocolate could become something of an historic relic, a victim of the nuclear age.
You know what evacuation is?
That everybody has to go.
Do you know why?
Because of radioactivity. And on the radio, the news people said that Humblestown is going to blow up.
Of course, no towns blew up, no one died, no injuries. And Hershey's chocolate continues to crown ice cream sundaes across America. Patrick Moore was an early leader of Greenpeace and an opponent then of all things nuclear. But since he left the group in 1986, he's become a spokesman for the nuclear industry. These days, he argues that Three Mile Island was actually a success.
It was like you're driving down the road in your car and your engine blows up and you pull over to the side safely and no one is hurt. I would say that would be a successful handling of that kind of an accident, but it was also a success in the sense that it was a huge wake-up call for the nuclear industry.
Peter Bradford heard that call. He was a member of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission when Three Mile Island happened. Today, he says the industry still faces big challenges. Nuclear plants are hugely expensive, and there are still safety concerns. He points to an incident in 2002 at Ohio's Davis-Bessie nuclear reactor that nearly turned into another Three Mile Island.
The difficulty with nuclear power from a safety standpoint isn't that there's a major danger of a serious accident at any one plant in any one year. It's that the repercussions of any accident anywhere, anytime are so large.
Three Mile Island helped turn public sentiment strongly against nuclear power. In fact, construction has not begun on a single nuclear plant in this country in the last 30 years. Now, the public's reaction is a little harder to gauge. 3 years ago, Gallup asked how many people would support building a nuclear power plant in their area, and 55% were opposed. But in the latest Gallup survey, 59% of Americans supported nuclear power as a way to provide electricity for the United States. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.